He's good to go. Let's, without any further ado.
Yeah, man. Look, Sam, you know, word on the street is you might be a little bit upset at your boys here, Dukes and Bell.
What did we do?
Exactly. What did we do?
Well, it's what y'all don't do. Y'all don't talk about what's true. Y'all sitting at the best conversation y'all have had is talking about damn food. Cheese curds and getting
fat. Food is our specialty.
That's, you know, that's our wheelhouse. You know, you know zone defense, we know food.
It's our specialty. Sam, let's talk about game two.
No, guys, I've been listening to you guys for the last few weeks, and I think you guys are spot on with a lot of things, but my biggest thing with this series, and what I don't understand, is people can't see the difference in the teams. The Knicks are just constructed better. They're a better team right now.
Mm. So here's the question, because it's interesting. You say that, and everybody goes, wait a minute, San Antonio won 62 games. They got home court in the finals. Explain that, Sam. What do you mean when you say they're constructed better? Why? How does that affect the Spurs?
Think about this. Victor has not had to guard anybody. He's never had to guard a primary offensive guy in the playoffs thus far. He's got a guard card after town. Carl get 30. He's an offensive guy. He wants to score. So that, and Carl's a 40% three-point shooter. So he's going to draw Victor away from the basket. Then next, the Spurs start three guards. The reason they were able to beat OKC, because OKC played a lot of three-guard lineups. Well, Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, the last time I checked, OG 6'9", 245, and Mikal Bridges 6'6", 215, 220. They're long, they're athletic. And more importantly, they're skilled. So not only can they guard, they can take you off the dribble, they can shoot the three. And then you got Mitchell Robinson, who can come in the game for 17, 20 minutes and just beat the crap out of you. And then look at the bench. And then look at Josh Hart. And then last but not least, guys, we keep talking about Jalen Brunson like he's a scrub. We better start putting some respect, and myself included.
Right.
Jalen Brunson is showing us he's one of the best top five players, the top six players in this league today. You know, you can make the argument. Right now, Jalen Brunson better than Steph Curry. Who would you rather have, Steph Curry or Jalen Brunson right now?
It's a good point, right?
When you look at all of those things, and then you look at the Knicks, they're improving on defense. They run a much better offense. All San Antonio and OKC do is play one-on-one basketball to break you down and try to start that chain reaction.
New York runs corner offense.
They run flex. They run all kind of stuff to get easy baskets. So, to me, the Knicks constructed better, and they're a better basketball team, and they're presenting challenges to San Antonio that they have yet to experience in the playoffs.
So what do you do? I mean, we talked about Wemby and a shot selection. Did you feel, Sam, that Wemby was just fatigued? He was settling for jump shots? Or does he need to play close to the basket, take it to the rack?
Guys, how are you going to get close to the basket when you get close to the basket? It's to the Carl Anthony Towns and Mitchell Robinson advantage. They can beat the crap out of them. Look, this is what I think. The only way San Antonio can win this series or have a chance, they got to play Victor at the four. He's not a five. We never played Kevin Garnett at the five, even though he was 7 foot tall. We played him at the 3-4. Why? He don't have enough junk in the trunk to get beat up down in the paint like he's getting beat up. He is getting housed in the paint. But I promise you, if you put him at the four, put Cornette or Plumlee out there, let them get beat up, let them do bruise the people, let them rebound. Wouldn't you like to see Victor out in transition, rim running, head man, somebody head manning the ball to him? Can you imagine him in space, what he would do? So I still believe we've yet to see the best of Victor because – he's not being played at the right position right now.
How much do you put on Mitch Johnson, the Spurs head coach? I thought his substitutions were terrible, Sam. And look, you don't have to be a basketball head to just know I got the sixth man of the year on my team. This kid's been balling all year, and the kid played 8 minutes. I see Dylan Harper, unstoppable. They don't have an answer for him. And you got De'Aaron Fox in the game. How much of this is on Mitch Johnson?
But, guys, this is the problem. When you put them other guys in the game, who going to dribble? Did you see the last time De'Aaron Fox didn't play and one of them other guys had to run the point? 11 turnovers. So I hear what y'all are saying, but Mitch Johnson got a problem. They need De'Aaron Fox to be healthy. You can see, because he can run the show. He can beat people off the dribble. He can break Jalen Brunson down. He's just a shell of himself. But, guys, you can't put the ball in them other guys' hands. They had freaking it. One guy had 11 turnovers in the playoffs. So, again, if you're going to do this, and I understand the difficulty Mitch is having, he's made it to the NBA Finals playing this way. It's hard to change. But what got you to this point may not get you over the hump and get you a ring. You have to look at this objectively and say, okay, playing this way with this lineup and this rotation got us to the finals. But the Knicks is a team that we haven't seen before. They start a different. They create problems that we haven't experienced. Victor hasn't had to guard anybody as a primary scorer in the playoffs yet. Now, all of a sudden, if he leaves Carl Anthony Towns, Carl Anthony Towns is going to let it fly. And if he comes out of control, Carl Anthony Towns will take him off the dribble.
Feel like I'm going to put money line on the Knicks tonight with Sam Mitchell.
Look, I took the Knicks in six. But if San Antonio keep playing like this, it's going to be over in five.
Hey, man. Mm. My dad's up in heaven with Dave DeBuscher smoking a cigar, loving what Sam Mitchell is saying right now on the Sweet James Accident Attorneys Hotline. And by the way, Jalen Brunson, you know, the toughness of the guy. You said, let's stop calling him a scrub. You know, like he was pinged this way. He was pinged that way. The dude just finds a way. How impressed were you that, first off, the floater, then that three-point shot?
Man, Jalen Brunson's a real deal. His footwork is second to none, but you just said it. Like, his mental makeup is as good as anyone we've ever seen. You can put him in that category with Jordan and all them guys when you start talking about mentally how those guys perform under pressure. And think about this. I thought the Knicks as a team didn't play well. I thought the guy that played the most consistent was Carl Anthony Towns. Guys, they didn't play well and won by 10 and was down by 14 and never panicked. It's like they knew, once we shake off the rough, we're going to win. So think about the confidence they have. Mitch Johnson, he's sitting there trying to figure out what to do on the fly because he hadn't seen a team like this in the playoffs constructed the way the Knicks. And so, again, he's going to have to think about altering his lineup, playing some different combination and different guys, but it ain't going to get done playing Victor at the center position the whole time. Hmm.
Sam Mitchell, our guest, guys, he is on NBA Sirius XM. He does all kinds of appearances and calls NBA games as well. He is also a former coach of the year in the NBA and played a very long time. Sam, let me ask you about Rick Brunson. How much is that helping not only his son, but what is Rick's role? Because it feels like it's very influential on that bench.
Look, guys, I think when you look at Rick, Rick is just an assistant coach. I think Rick got one voice. Yeah, he's not the lead assistant. And I think people are looking at that too much. Mike Brown knows what he's doing, guys. Mike Brown been coach of the year twice. This is fourth head coaching job. Mike Brown is on the trajectory. If he wins a championship, guys, with two NBA coaches of the year, Mike Brown is a Hall of Fame coach. Mm. If you start thinking about the people in the Hall of Fame as coaches, how many guys with a championship ring and been two-time coach of the year and have coached the players, the great players that he have coached? So we better start looking at Mike Brown a little bit different. But, guys, I just think this is all about the Knicks right now. There's nothing San Antonio, to me, only hope is they got to alter and change their lineup a little bit. And if they're going to keep playing Victor at the five and leave them 3 7-footers sitting on the bench, This series is not going to go long.
But the only thing, Sam, the Knicks did wrong last night, I said to Carl, was the tempo early, how they seemed to really rush and force things on the offensive side, and then they seemed like they got in a rhythm later. And that was all on themselves. It wasn't like the Spurs were dictating.
Well, that was rough. That was rough. Yeah. Guys, you ain't played in 9 days. And one thing about us NBA players, we'd rather play every other day because we get in the groove. Because guess what? If we play every other day, guess what we don't have to do? We don't have to freaking practice, man. We don't want to, like, Allen Iverson practice. Man, I ain't trying to practice after no 110 games. Right? All I'm trying to do is get loose and go play. And every other day keeps you in your rhythm to where you don't have to worry about practicing. And so NBA players, we're conditioned to play every other day. We don't like long layoffs. But, again, I'd rather have the rest compared to the rust because, again, think if De'Aaron Fox would have had 9 days to rest that ankle. We might be seeing something different. Yeah.
Big difference. All right, man. We're going to let you go. I'm thinking of I heard little birdie told me you might be hitting the ball today. Is that true?
Oh, yes, sir. This is my last day of playing golf in a wild card. As I told you, my company, Consultex, where I'm an executive director, we're getting ready to release a sports app. We're starting in basketball. It's going to be in every sport, and it's going to be in different languages. But we're going to give every kid their own AI coach, academic advisor, and tutor. Everything that I had at my disposal as an NBA player, they're going to have on this app. They're going to have nutrition. They're going to be able to upload their videos, their games, and the technology is going to break it down and put together assessment, a 90, 60, and 30-day workout program to get better. It's all-inclusive, NIL, everything, the complete package, guys. And we're going to roll this thing out next couple weeks. and it's going to be $25 and a half for a month.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Yeah. It really does. God. Yeah, the access for kids, man, these days versus right. what we had growing up, it's just it's crazy.
I like that better than my dad yelling at me. He's my little league coach, Carl.
It's night and day.
It is. Yeah. It is. Well, Sam, we're excited about that, man. We gotta talk more about that once that's out. Thank you so much again, man. Enjoy hitting the ball around and have a great weekend. Thank you again.
Hey, guys. You guys keep doing what you're doing. I listen to you guys every day. Y'all my favorite show.
Appreciate
Thanks, Coach.
You, man.
He's the man.
That is Sam Mitchell. Brings up some valid points. Look. I don't want to use, and I said this to Turtle yesterday, like this destiny thing, because it's
Team
a lot
of destiny.
But what destiny. Sam's saying is they ain't gonna have no answers to this.
Well, that's the physical nature of the Knicks. That's one thing we like. The argument pre-finals was they didn't play anybody. Well, they went through everything like poop through a goose because they're that much better than everybody, you know. And maybe Mike Brown was the perfect guy after Thibodeau, and Thibodeau had gone as far. Remember, we all thought Dolan was. Now, look, they didn't have a plan, if we're honest, when they fired Thibodeau, didn't renew his contract.
No, they didn't.
But they wound up striking gold. They stepped in a turd and came out smelling like a rose with Mike Brown.
Hey, man, when we come back, who's the snitch? Find out. It's Dukes and Bell.